Okay, this is a pre-bid meeting for ODOT Project 3004 of '08, the Gallia Mixing Shed, PID 84284. Sale date on this will be October 10th, 2008. As each pre-bid goes, I don't know if you guys have been one, this probably won't take long. I'm recording this. This recording will be put on the website for anybody to listen to. It is not part of the contract. Okay, this recording is not part of the contract. We'll take questions today. We'll do answers today. Whatever we talk about, whatever we need to change, whatever questions you have, we'll put that out in an addendum form, just in a basically a question and answer format. So not everything on this tape will be on the, will be part of the contract or in the addendum. Usually how these start is we have a bunch of stuff and we fix a bunch of things now and go over this and that, but we have nothing to go over and nothing to fix. We was required to have this by central office. I pulled out the plan holders list today and you two are the only two that have a set of plans. So, any questions? I mean, just a couple things I thought to bring you aware. This is Bob. Of course, I should have introduced everyone. Knows everybody. Bob Zwick, I'm sure you introduced me. Come in. He's will be the project. He's our facilities engineer, so he will be the project manager. We'll name a project person just like any other project. Don will be the area engineer on this project. We will be administering it. Basically, in a nutshell, just reading this morning, I mean, we supply a lot of stuff, but you'll be doing a design-build type contract with the 08 specs, 2005 Ohio Building Code, the PCI Design Handbook for Precast and Pre-Stressed Concrete 5th Edition, an ACI guide for precast concrete wall panels. The only thing that stood out was a 15-year roof warranty. I'm assuming ODOT gets a warranty. And it will be warranted through the supplier.
Normally
that's how it's done. Yes. Okay. Also tells in here what the plans delivery is. Bob gets two copies and construction gets two copies, I think. And also we get some CAD. Oh, we don't get CAD supplied. And after 10 days after bid opening, the team, meaning a contractor and the consultant, will have the mandatory post-award meeting in central office. Utilities do we have? It says to be located by ODOT. Do we have any utilities there or anything? We just have to do a quick go through. Okay. Now, I guess I do have one thing. I looked at this. I don't know if we should change it or not. Maybe we'll decide today. This has a CPM set up for this job as a bid unit. And, you know, usually in design-build contracts, yeah, you want them, because we're doing big design builds, and you want to show where the consultant's starting with his and carry it all the way through to when the contract's complete. Do we think we want to pay the money to have the CPM schedule on this job? So I can do that when I send this in, and we'll just non-perform reference signal. We'll take it out of the contract so you don't even have to bid it. And we'll go back to a bar chart, okay? A bar chart, and we'll just make that inclusive in the contract. All right, don't have a pay item for the bar chart. Service and the disconnect, what I read, correct me if I'm wrong, Bob, and then we get power to the service.
Correct.
Well, you're wiring it up for lights and certain things, but yeah. The county manager is Mark Kirkhart. I should give Mark a call, but when you stop in there, I'm assuming you want to look at it before you bid or whatever. Whenever you're there before we're under contract, just stop in and tell Mark you're there, and that won't be an issue. So you'll see somebody running around his yard. So.
What is his name?
Mark Kirkhart. He's the county manager. I don't see anything else out of the ordinary in here. We do our buildable units just like we have, and that's just to tell you timely.
However you want. You want a certificate of occupancy after it's done.
Is that in here?
That's what I was going to ask you. I haven't got it.
All right, we'll check on that. And where do you get the certificate of occupancy?
Basically, you have to have, well, in order to get a set of plans stamped by the Division of Commerce, Department of Commerce, you have to meet all building codes. You'll take the plan up, they'll stamp it, and then you have to pay for a permit. They'll hang the permit at the job site, and those will be they'll have to call inspectors throughout the building process.
Is that in here?
Well,
I didn't find that.
I haven't seen one.
Oh.
You're the only one that has something like that.
I think it does say something in here about getting the permits and occupancy.
Upon completion of the project, the original signed certificate of plan approval and a certificate of occupancy shall be sent to ODOT District 10 Facilities Supervisor. Okay. Bid price shall include the design of structure, plan approval by the High Department of Commerce, Division of Industrial Commerce, and procurement of all necessary permits. So it's covered in those two sentences. That's right on the last page of the proposal for scope of services. So anything else? Well, you don't have to. I'm sure you might have questions. You guys know the process. Once we close the meeting, the process will be you send your pre-bid questions into pre-bid. But what we talked about today will be addendum one, most likely. So, anything, probably for the record, we probably should, everyone, so it's on this tape of who was here. So I'm Steve Williams, District Construction Engineer.
I'm Bob Isowick, District 10 Facility.
Don Tillis, ODOT.
Greg Longfield, PDR and Physics.
Mark Solzer, GGM Corporate.
Okay, we'll scratch that schedule. That'll be an addendum. These pre-bid meeting minutes will be nothing. So if we got anything to add on this other, we'll get it out. So the bid's a 10th, so we'll get it out as quick as we can. So right now, you guys are the only two plan holders. And I'm assuming you checked with Future Fence and Lake Erie Construction. That's why they're subcontractor listed plan holders. So that's all we've got on it. So. Anything else? Okay. Thanks for coming.